This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Any views expressed in this podcast are based solely on our own experiences. This podcast does not constitute as medical or other professional advice. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, where we talk about sex on our terms.
We talk swinging, hot wifing, BDSM, and so much more in the hopes that we will inspire you to enjoy sex on your terms.
Enjoy the show, everybody. Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
So, Cassidy.com is our choice for the place to meet like-minded friends.
Yes, we do get a lot of mileage out of Cassidy.com.
Yeah, I think what you mean by that is when we travel, we typically use Cassidy to do things like set up rendezvous,
yep.
Which is where you can say, hey, I'm going to be at this place at this time. I'd love to meet people. And you can kind of get a group of swingers together.
Yep.
So as you're planning your 2020 travels, keep that in mind, on top of the fact that when you go to these places, you can see the swingers that are in that area.
Absolutely.
So it's just the easy way to meet like-minded people and have a whole lot of fun. And you can check it out for free by going to frontporchswingers.com, clicking on the Cassidy banner, and starting your 30-day free trial.
For sure.
We also have another sponsor of the podcast that we are so excited to once again be shouting out today. That is the folks over at Energy Underground. They are throwing their first ever Underground Lifestyle Summit in Deadwood, South Dakota.
Yes, Katie and Tim are really putting it out there for 3 days of really just all kinds of very cool shit. Not just sexy stuff. It's a lot of sexy stuff. But very cool stuff.
Yeah, it's like an actual vacation, like a lifestyle vacation.
Yeah.
There's stuff to do all day, every day that the event is going on. And it's in one of the coolest towns. It was actually, I was reading, like the 20 smallest, coolest towns in the United States. And that's one of them.
Yeah, it's going to be a very neat place. I'm very excited to see it.
So this is April 17th through the 19th of 2020. You can find all of the information by once again going to frontporchswingers.com, clicking on the Deadwood banner on our homepage. And if you end up booking, you can use our promo code FPS2020 to get 10% off of your booking.
Absolutely.
So head on over and come join us. We would love to meet
you. It's going to be a good time.
I'm pumped.
Me too.
So we've had an interesting week. Obviously, it was Christmas week, and then we met some friends on Friday.
We did. We really, I say this all the time. Every time we meet like a couple like them, they're just really fun and down to earth and just know who they are and totally comfortable with who they are. It's just so just refreshing to be around people like that.
It really was. And you know what was funny is, so I posted on Instagram and Twitter and said like, oh, we're meeting a couple that we've been corresponding with for a long time.
Right.
Now, I totally don't blame people for assuming that that means we're going to fuck people because we're naughty and we fuck a lot of people.
Right.
But I thought it was interesting because almost every single person that commented was like, oh, I can't wait to hear about all the sexy stories on on the podcast. And the truth is, we didn't have sex with these people.
No.
But it was, I honestly enjoyed this probably more than I would have just having sex.
Well, the other thing you got to remember, we are, you know, we have not had the opportunity to meet a lot of couples as of late. We have our friends that are couples that we see fairly regularly. There are, you know, they live locally, but new couples, not so much. So when we have the opportunity to actually sit down with a new couple that we have not met before, although have corresponded with, it's like seeing old friends for that you haven't seen in a long time. We just sat and just bullshitted for hours, had drinks, had some dinner. Yeah, I mean, we shut a place down, you know? So, you know, it was just nice to be around like-minded, open-minded people.
I think we talk about this, we have talked about this on several different occasions before, but this was the perfect reminder that being around couples that get you, that truly understand you, who respect your lifestyle and your choices,
yeah,
it's like fucking food for your soul. It really is.
Well, yeah, there's always that, there's always a time when you're like, you know, I really wish the lifestyle were this, or I really wish we were able to get a little bit more of this out of the lifestyle. And then you get with a couple, like our friends that we met with, and all of a sudden you're just reinvigorated,
yes.
Right? I was excited to go to Vegas. Obviously, we've got a lot going on. After having had dinner with them and drinks with them, I'm more excited to go to Vegas.
Yeah, me
because
too.
Because I'm eager to meet more people.
Yes.
Just like them.
Yeah, you know? Even if it's just a platonic thing. Now, granted, I'm hoping to get banged a ton in Vegas.
Yes.
But I'm also so excited to just like talk to people and connect with people. To me, that's a huge part of the lifestyle.
Well, just sharing ideas and sharing experiences and, you know, just different perceptions of things. It's just nice to be able to do that.
You want to know what my favorite part of sitting down with couples is?
What's that?
When we share experiences with them and they tell, like, for example, like a train wreck story that they've had.
Yes.
And then it totally makes us feel more normal because I'm like, yeah, we've totally experienced that exact same thing.
Yeah. We actually did have a very similar experience, a couple of different experiences that they had. It was kind of funny. It's like, I guess it's kind of universal, you know, in the lifestyle. You're bound to run into that at some point if you're in it long enough.
Yeah. It reminds you that you're not out on this island by yourself dealing with all this crazy shit. There are other people out there. I think a lot of people listen to our stories and feel that way, but we rarely get it the other way around.
Right.
Because we're not sitting and talking to these couples.
Well, that's also interesting because when we sat with them, it was the first time we've met them, and we had the opportunity, of course, to correspond with them for a good period of time. So, and they listen to the show, obviously. They're in our Telegram group, so they know a lot about us.
Right.
So sitting down with them and talking about different experiences was fun because every once in a while they'd say, oh, yeah, that was episode, you know, such and such. You guys talked about that. It's like, oh, shit, yeah, you already know that.
Yeah.
You know, it's really kind of funny.
Yeah, you almost have to be more interesting, come up with, like, yeah. New shit to say.
Yeah, because you don't want to regurgitate the episode.
It was really fun.
It was. It was really a good time. I really enjoyed that. And now I'm just that much more, like I said, excited to get to Vegas.
Yeah.
And we may have the opportunity to see them there as well.
Hopefully.
They're hopefully going to be there.
Yeah.
He is, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. So hopefully we've talked to her in the coming too.
Well, she was going to be there either way. She was just going to change
her
schedule.
We're going to miss her. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So hopefully we'll get to do that. But we're going to see a bunch of folks out there, and I'm really eager to do so. I'm eager to talk to people.
Me too.
You know, that's really what it is.
For sure.
So it was a lot of fun. Yes. And yes, other than that, it was a hectic fucking week. It was just crazy. Holidays. Ugh.
I'm exhausted. Today we have not, I'm still in pajamas.
Well, we've been
like
working
one
all day. So.
Yeah, but usually I get up and get myself ready and get dressed. Even if we're just home working, I don't like to like look like a schlub at our house all day.
Well, normally we would be out like at brunch today,
right,
for example. But we were out the past two nights. And so, you know, we've already done enough irreparable damage with food and booze.
Oh,
so we're
going
to take the day off. And we are obviously going to the gym later, but we needed to kind of recharge ourselves. We had work to do, had to record, you know, a bunch of stuff. Everything got piled on Sunday because of the holiday.
So this is the last episode of FPS for 2019.
Yes, it is.
And the last of the decade, technically.
Technically,
so
yes, it is.
Next time we put out an episode, it'll be a brand new year.
Yeah, it's really exciting, actually.
So
there's
so
much going on.
I have some questions for you.
Oh, okay.
You ready?
I wasn't aware.
You weren't prepped for this. So.
I am not. I did not get a chance to study.
Is there anything in 2020 that you want to either improve upon or accomplish from a lifestyle perspective?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much. We have so much potentially happening that it would be impossible for me to narrow it down. I mean, just what we were going over, our 2020/2021 calendar.
Right. But I'm not talking about all of that. I'm not talking about it from a business perspective, just from the lifestyle, from us, like,
yeah,
being with people, experiencing people, having new opportunities with people. Like, what's your one kind of...
Yeah. I want to be able to do more of what we've just done this weekend, which is meet more interesting lifestyle people, couples particularly, if for no other reason, as you said, just to have that kind of interaction and just drawing positive energy from people.
Yeah.
That's really the main thing for me, meeting more people, getting face-to-face with more listeners, something we've talked about. I mean, that's really the big thing. I really want to know when we meet people, it's interesting, especially like this couple we just met. They've been listening to us, obviously, like since the beginning. And so they had really interesting takes on, you know, what they've heard on our show and what they thought about us. And you can always tell when we're talking to people and like they're looking at us and talking to us, you know instinctively that they know about us because they listen to the show. But you're almost like, it's like they're trying to decide just how much like this we are in person. And inevitably, it's always the same thing. It's like you're exactly like you are on the show.
Right.
You know, which I think is really fun. So I'm just looking forward to meeting more people, you know, more open-minded lifestyle people. That's the big thing, especially with everything we've got coming up with all the events we're going to attend. That's really the big thing.
That's a good one. I like it. I like it a lot.
What else you got? Do you have another question?
Oh, no, I guess that was really my only one.
Well, what about you?
I think I want to improve upon striking a balance between friendly conversation and flirty conversation. I'm not always good at that. I'm really good at one or the other, but not both.
Right.
And I think that that's a skill that is learned and practiced over time. I think it's something that a lot of lifestyle people have told us. And for whatever reason, I have a hard time. I have a one-track mind in that way. It's either we're going to talk about your work and your kids and, you know, your hobbies, or we're going to talk about sexy shit. And there's very little crossover when we meet people. And I want to get better at that.
I think we're also in a situation, unique to our situation, is that people a lot of times that we meet already have heard our show. A lot of times.
Right.
So there's almost like it's already built in. Like we know instinctively that the topic of, you know, Front Porch Swingers is going to come up.
Yeah.
So it's hard a lot of times to negotiate that, you know, which direction to go.
I almost wish it wouldn't though.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. But people want to know. I mean, they're genuinely interested, which is very cool. And then of course we have the opportunity to talk about our personal lives, stuff that, you know, a lot of people don't know, obviously.
Right.
Much like they share with us. But I think that's part of the problem, is because there's such a familiarity. It's even when we meet people for the first time, it's like they already know us.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of weird. You know, like they're already friends.
Yeah. And I'm not even talking specifically about these people. Like
when we've met
with single guys and stuff like that, I have a hard time. I can go one of two ways and I can't do both.
Right.
And so I think that's why sometimes it takes us a little bit longer to warm up to people, to be sexual with people.
Yeah.
Not that that's always a bad thing. But I just think about like, okay, we're going to be in Vegas and we're going to all of these other events that are very time sensitive.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, you either connect with people and you make it happen, or you don't.
Well, it's interesting because we have never met a couple to this point and had sex with them at the same night.
Right? Yeah, we did in Vegas.
Right. Well, yes, but I'm getting to that. We did. However, we met them first.
Right.
Had lunch, had a couple of drinks with them. And met them again later that night. So it was still the second time we saw them.
But it was the same day.
I'm with you. But it's not like we just show up and all of a sudden this just takes place.
Right.
You know, sex doesn't just happen. So I guess, I don't know if we're unique in that when it comes to couples as opposed to singles, because it's a little different for us in that way.
Most singles we don't either, though.
No, but we're certainly more apt to have some kind of interaction the first time, second time maybe, but with couples, it's always the second or third time.
To be fair, is that because it's typically you making it happen with a single guy on my behalf and you don't feel as much pressure because there's not a woman that you have to, you know, negotiate with / feel a connection with?
Maybe. It could be, for sure. Yeah.
It's easier for hot wife couples than 100%. It is for couple on couple.
Wait, 100%.
The four-way connection is an enigma.
It's the most difficult, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's by far the most difficult. You know, single guys, no problem. Even with single gals, however, we've been very fortunate. We have our single gal friend, but we did see her twice before we had any kind of a, you know, contact, physical
contact.
You
three times.
Me three times. Yes. Yeah. Which I much prefer.
Yeah.
You know, I prefer that. So the other thing I think I want to do in the upcoming season, 2021 for us, really is continuing to help the fucking single guys evolve. Because every time I think we're making some headway, because we'll get, you know, some correspondence from single dudes.
Or couples.
And it sounds positive.
Yep.
And then it's a total shit show.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden, I'll get five fucking messages on one of our apps. And it's like, what the fuck are you guys thinking?
Yeah.
You know, I really earnestly want to open up some dialogue with these single guys and get them to fucking understand.
So by that, do you mean you get a horrible message on whatever site you're on, whatever app you're on, and you respond back with constructive feedback for him rather than go fuck yourself?
Yes. I'm earnestly going to try to do that because I'm real quick to pull the go fuck yourself trigger.
I know you are.
So because I just find it's embarrassing. I find it humiliating and embarrassing as a man. So if you're willing to fucking behave that way, I want to tell you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
So I'm going to not do that. I'm going to try to be as constructive as possible and try to help these fucking guys out.
I've been trying to do the same thing, especially on Instagram. That's the most horrible one for me.
Yeah.
So I've really been making an effort to be constructive rather than shitty.
Yeah. I'm going to attempt to do that for sure. I have hope.
I like that. That's a good resolution.
Yeah. I have hope. We'll see.
All right. Well, speaking of single guys, should we get to your single guy tip of the week?
Sure. You know, I was thinking about this earlier, actually yesterday too. So for me, I think single guy tip of the week this week is really twofold. So I've noticed a trend, which is a little disturbing for me. I find it odd and I find it disturbing and I find it weird. Shit is cyclical, right? It's just weird. Things start happening, or something will happen and then it'll happen again and then again. And then, you know, in a week, something else will happen and then that'll happen multiple times. It's just kind of a weird rhythm. You know? What I've noticed a lot lately as some of these guys reach out is that they put on their profile that they have a vasectomy.
Yes. Okay?
and I've seen this a lot as of late.
Yep.
And of course, the first thing that goes through my mind is, okay, you're trying to fuck without a condom. That's what you're doing, okay? That conversation of your having a vasectomy absolutely should not take place digitally. That is not a conversation that should be on your profile.
On your profile. It should be happening.
You can have that conversation as the conversation kind of goes on and you start to get some kind of familiarity with the people that you're corresponding with. Certainly, that's a topic of conversation. It does not need to be first and front and center on your profile.
I agree.
You're not impressing anybody with that. You're not gonna lure anybody with that. Not a hot wife couple for the most part. I understand that it's kind of a kink. It's a thing. But for the most part, you're not getting out of wearing a condom.
By kink, what do you mean? Like the bareback sex?
There's a segment of folks that enjoy that, and that's fine. But if your goal, if your aim as a single guy is to not just meet those couples, but to meet just a broad spectrum of couples, you need to take that off your profile.
Well, and I would also follow it up with, if that is your fetish and you're trying to attract people with that same fetish, maybe you should also include, and I also get tested every such and such number of weeks. My last clean test was this date.
Yeah, those...
Not that I'm saying you should ever not use a condom. I'm just thinking through logically, like, oh, let's think about the fact, you know, okay, you can't get someone knocked up. Good for you.
Right.
You can still give them a fucking STI.
Well, but it's always the thing where it's DDF, right? You're drug and disease free. Okay, whatever. But there's no specifics about any of that after the I have a vasectomy thing.
Right.
All that is a tool to try to get into the I don't want to wear a condom phase.
Right.
That's all that is. So for you single guys out there that are doing that shit, please stop doing that.
Well, okay? And also know that it completely steers couples like us away.
Yeah, we don't go any further. That's as far as we go.
Wear condoms every time. I don't care if you've had a vasectomy. I don't care when you've been tested. I don't care if you were tested yesterday and you got the results today. I don't give a fuck. You were going to wear a condom being with me. So when I see, oh, I've had a vasectomy, or some guys will even list, I don't use condoms or I don't like condoms or whatever. Right. I will run in the other direction from those profiles.
Well, it's also, I had a guy reach out that I corresponded with once, like literally one, you know, hey, how you doing? Hey, thanks for reaching out. And then it was, hey, by the way, I have a vasectomy. Like, I don't fucking need to know that, dude. Like, we don't even have to go that far at this point.
Cool. Congrats.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. You know, I get it. But
it's a non-issue for us.
It's not even a conversation starter. So guys who are doing that, please stop. The other thing is this that I've noticed, again, as of late. I know this isn't new, but it is something I've noticed a lot. Guys are very unaware of themselves.
Right.
They don't have a great awareness of themselves, like particularly physically. Okay? I see this a lot. And you know how this fucks with me. If you're a guy in your 40s or 50s, and that's kind of like where you like to play a lot of times, 30s too, you get into the 30s, 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Yeah.
It absolutely is more difficult, as a guy who's about to be 50 knows, to stay in shape and stay fit as you get into your 40s and 50s. It's very difficult. It's not easy. You got to bust your ass. For the sake of all that is fucking holy, please stop putting on your profile how fit and athletic you are, only to send me a fucking picture of anything but that. First of all, that's not the most important thing in our world.
No.
Not for you. Okay? So we've got to get to a point where that you particularly like his personality, like his character. He's got a sense of humor. He's got a level of confidence. He's well-groomed, well-spoken. All of these things matter way more than the physical for you.
Yes.
Okay? So let's just get that straight. So I'm not bashing anybody. You look however you want to look, but don't confuse yourself thinking that you are super physically fucking fit when you absolutely are not. Because it really throws it off for us. It's not like we're not going to still continue to talk to you if you're not, but it's like, wow, what else are you unaware of?
Yeah.
You know, what other lack of awareness are you, you know, what do you possess?
Well, I also think that those are some of the guys that throw that out there because they don't have a lot else to offer.
Yeah, it's hollow. It's an empty suit.
Like,
it's just empty.
If the first thing you tell me is your physical stats, I'm going to assume that you're uninteresting, that you don't have anything else to tell me about yourself.
Yeah.
Why not tell me about an interesting hobby or, you know, something cool that you're experiencing in the next few weeks?
Yeah, so someplace you've been.
Yeah.
Something. Put something on there that makes you stand out, that makes you different from the other guys that are putting on there how physically fit they are and that they have vasectomies.
Yeah.
Stop doing that.
I don't give a fuck about six-pack abs.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, you've been with guys of all different flavors.
Yes.
Right? You've been with plenty of guys who are really physically fit.
Yes.
And guys who are not necessarily the physical fucking perfect body.
Right.
None of that matters. It doesn't factor in to you playing with them in
fact,
the end.
If as I'm thinking about it through my head, I don't even really... I mean, I can pick out people who are like ridiculously physically fit, but like after that, I don't even really think about the physicalities. I think about the experiences.
Right. So again, guys, don't put that much efficacy into how fit you believe you are. Take some self-stock. If you're not super physically fit, just don't say that you are.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Lead with a joke.
Yeah. If you're in your 40s or 50s, you've experienced some shit. You know, put something fun on there. Don't worry about that bullshit.
Okay? I agree.
Leave the vasectomy off. I don't need to know it. Stop telling me how fucking fit you are. Okay? It's unnecessary.
Don't be so basic. Stop being basic bitches is basically the tip of the week
this
week.
Yes, please stop doing that. Please.
Okay. So, by the way, guys, we got a ton of new patrons this week. Maybe people were like jumping on, giving Christmas gifts.
I guess.
Patreon community Christmas gifts.
Maybe.
I hope that's it.
That's a thing.
That would be the best thing ever. But we want to give a very big thank you and shout out to our newest Patreon community members this week. We have Kelly, Patrick, Joshical, Marta, Amy, and that's it.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's a lot, though.
It's
and
great.
Yeah, I mean, these people are going to get access to our naughty Snapchat. They're getting access to our secret Telegram group.
Yeah, which is a lot of fun.
We now have 27 bonus episodes of Front Porch Swingers available. We talk about everything from our personal lives to extra sexy details that you don't hear on the regular podcast episode. Plus, Brian just gets to go on rants once in a while, which is always kind of both I sit here and bite my nails and laugh. It goes both ways. So they're really fun. So make sure you check out the options we have available on our Patreon community at patreon.com/frontporchswingers.
Yeah.
And we hope to see you on there and joining us.
For sure. Our Telegram group is a lot of fun. It is, in fact, where we met our friends from just recently.
Yeah, and we've been corresponding with them since before the Telegram group, but they're definitely on there now, and it's so fun to talk to them and the other like 28 people on there.
Yeah, and we're going to see hopefully a few of them again in Vegas, which is great. We enjoy that kind of correspondence because it's fun, it's flirty, it's private, it's just a good time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Dig it.
We dig it.
For sure.
Yeah. So we had the opportunity to meet with our single gal friend today. But it was kind of short notice.
Yes.
So we couldn't do. We thought we were going to meet her for a drink potentially tonight, but she got in town early and had to leave early. So kind of wanted to meet us for lunch. We couldn't pull it off. We just had too much to do. So unfortunately, we didn't have a chance to see her, which would have been nice.
No, but hopefully we'll see her soon.
Yes.
I would love to see you and her play together a little more.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was a great experience.
I've been fantasizing about it.
She actually, we were texting back and forth the other day, and she actually told me that our experience with her was the best threesome she's ever had.
I'm sure, because we're fucking awesome.
Well, it was a lot of fun.
And you have a very nice cock. Well, so.
And you're naughty. So it was a lot of fun. We enjoyed the shit out of it.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll see her again soon.
Yeah, I really hope so.
Yeah.
So today we're going to share a little bit of an Aiden story with you guys. I had the chance to play with him after a Christmas party that I went to. It was not a super long experience because it was already late by the time I got to his house. But I think it was fun and wanted to share a couple of sexy little details.
Well, it was different, right?
What do you mean?
Well, because you've had a number of experiences with him now.
Yes.
And each one, they seem to be evolving.
Yes, they build upon the previous, for sure.
The connection between the two of you seems to be evolving, which is interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's also interesting in that I think he's different every single time I see him.
Right.
Whether it's a mood thing or a confidence thing or what he has planned, he feels more kind of confident with. But every single time we go into an interaction, I get almost a different vibe from him, which is awesome and slightly confusing.
Well, but I think we talked about this a little bit. He's just now figuring out who he is, like sexually.
Yeah.
So he's going to have, and now that he's, got this kind of situation going on with you, this regular playmate situation, he has the opportunity to really kind of express himself much more sexually than he has in his previous relationship.
Yes.
Or at least the relationship that just ended for him. So I think that's what's happening. Like he's not so much pushing the envelope, but he's definitely dipping his toe in the water a little bit further. Now he's kind of up to his waist.
Yeah.
So he's just kind of trying to find his own way, which I think is very cool.
And awesome.
And because he has a willing partner in you, I think he feels confident to do that.
Yeah.
Which is great.
I would hope so.
Oh, for sure.
So I went to Aiden's house and he was dressed very nice. Like, I had just come from a Christmas party and I thought he had too, because he was in like a button up and this really nice vest thing and really nice jeans. And he said that he put it on for me.
Nice.
Which was very cool. I really liked that, because we're at his house. Obviously, he didn't have to. He could have fucking shown up naked to the door. It was whatever. Right. But the fact that once again, he puts in that effort. My absolute favorite thing about Aiden, he always makes the effort every single time in different forms. And I think that is fucking key for keeping a regular playmate situation going in the right direction. Well, is that you're always making that effort. You're not taking for granted the fact that this person is in a relationship with someone else, and therefore you don't really have to do anything but show up and have a hard cock.
Yeah, that's what that's typically how these things go, right? A lot of times we've heard this in a lot of different scenarios. As the regular playmate thing starts or continues to evolve with people, a lot of times they get complacent, right? Complacency is the worst fucking thing in any aspect of life, for that matter. But especially if you want to continue to impress.
Yes.
Right? And when in doubt, just put a little bit more effort into something.
Just something small. It could be something as small as, wearing something nice for when I come over.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
I also felt bad because my party went way longer than I thought it was going to. So, I mean, he was sitting there in this, you know, very nice outfit for like an hour and a half waiting for me to get there. So gracious about it. So understanding. Sure. And, you know, was not pissy with me at all. He's just a good guy.
Well, he's a gentleman, and there's a reason he has become a regular playmate for you, obviously.
Right.
Just like Clint, you know, he's a different kind of guy, but very similar in the same way. Very thoughtful, always takes, you know, the extra step, considerate, obviously. If he's going to be running late or if you're running a little bit behind, there's always that consideration or whatever the case may be. So that's important. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know,
it really
and
is.
Again, taking that just a little bit more effort in whatever it is makes a huge difference, especially in this space. We talk about it all the time. There are plenty of single guys out there to play with, to experiment with. If you want to make a difference, you got to take the extra step.
Yep.
You know, be different, you know?
Well, he is. Aiden's definitely different. Yeah. So anyway, I show up. He's looking hot. We go into the bedroom. I thought we were just going to have kind of a quickie thing because I only had like 45 to 60 minutes was all I had. Now, typically, Aiden is somebody who's a little bit more methodical in his play. He wants to really take that time, have a lot of foreplay, a lot of kissing, a lot of, you know, potentially using of different toys. So I didn't think we really had time for that, but he was pretty insistent on having some time for a flogger.
Right.
And of course, I'm not going to say no to being flogged because I fucking love it. So he has me take off my pants, and I told him I didn't bring lingerie this time. It's the first time I've ever played with him and didn't bring lingerie, but I did have a really cute bra on. And he was like, I told him I didn't dress up for you this time. I'm sorry. And he goes, oh, I love your bra. You basically did dress up, you know? Right. So that was kind of fun. So anyway, I take off my shirt. I take off my pants. I think I took off my bra too. I don't remember. But he laid me over the side of the bed and started flogging me. And he wanted me to tell him like a level from 1 to 10 where we were at.
Right.
And he goes, well, how far do you want to get tonight? I said, a 7. Which for me is, that's a lot.
Yeah. It's a 7 for you is like a 4 for most other people.
So, you know, he's hitting and I'm going, oh, that's a 3. And he's hitting again. And I'm like, that's probably a 5.
Right.
And we finally get to a 7. And he's like, oh, I'm really hitting you. I'm like, yeah, I know. Keep going. So he flogged me for quite a while. And what was so interesting is I loved the rhythm he was using. I loved the way that he was like caressing in between. It was so sensual because he would hit and have this, you know, like I said, a nice rhythm, but then he'd stop and he'd massage my ass and kind of grab on my back a little bit. He even kind of like played with his fingers on my back, which drove me fucking crazy. So he's flogging me and I can feel I am gushing wet. I have wetness like running down my legs.
Right.
I'm so turned on by this whole thing because he is being so, it's that perfect mixture of rough and sensual.
Right.
And that gets me every fucking time. Plus I can tell from his movements and the way that he's doing everything that he's so super into it. So I think the combination of all of those things, I am gushing wet.
Well, he's obviously a guy that really enjoys the idea that you're being pleasured.
Yes.
Because he takes his time to do that.
Very much.
Which is really kind of nice.
It's awesome. Yeah. At one point he did lick me a little bit from behind, licked my asshole just a tiny bit.
So is he still dressed at this point?
He's dressed.
Gotcha.
Yes. And so, he's licking my asshole from behind, licking my pussy, goes back to flogging me. Then he starts fingering my pussy from behind. And finally, he's like, tell me what you want. And I'm like, I want you to fuck me.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay. So he has me get up on all fours on the bed. He puts on a condom. He starts fucking me from behind. And of course, I'm asking him to spank me and pull my hair. And he's obliging. And yeah, just railing me. I don't know what was with me that night. I don't know if it was the fact that like I had just been in like a...
vanilla environment?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. It was so kind of dull comparatively that I was just amped by the time I got to him.
Well, I think it was even more than that, though. You were supposed to meet him like 2 hours earlier. So you're at this fucking boring dinner and you're just probably anticipating getting the fuck out of there.
Yeah, all I could think about the whole time I was there was like having his hands all over me.
Right.
So yeah, that was definitely it too. Yeah. But I came like 4 times in like 10 minutes of him fucking me from behind. It was crazy. Just kept coming and coming. And he turned me over and I was laying on my back at one point and he was fucking me. And I really like, I think I've said this on a previous episode when we were talking about Aiden, but I love the look he has on his face when he's fucking me. It is a look of like he really wants me to be enjoying it. So he almost has a look of intent on his face. Right. Is this working for her? Is this good? That's the look on his face. And for whatever reason, that gets me so just amped and excited.
Well, he's there. He's in the moment. He's somewhere present. Else.
That's right. True. Yeah. And like you said, he's so caring about my pleasure.
Sure. Well, he's a guy that if you're not enjoying it, he's not going to enjoy it. Much like we've talked about before. If you don't enjoy a particular interaction, it's certainly not going to work for you and I later.
Right. Absolutely.
Know? So he's much the same way. He wants you to enjoy and appreciate what's going on, or he's not going to be able to.
Yeah.
You know, which is great.
So he fucked me on top for quite a while. He was squeezing on my tits, which I fucking loved. I, of course, was telling him, harder, harder, keep going harder, squeeze harder. Finally, he was like really squeezing on them, and I loved every second of it.
How fun.
And I came again, and then we stopped, and I was like, yeah, I probably should get going here pretty soon. Once again, didn't have a ton of time. But he hadn't come. And he hadn't come the last time that we were together either. If you remember that whole story, he did not come. And I was like, I'm not fucking leaving here without you coming this time. Like, I'm just not. And maybe that's the wrong way to look at it. But for me, I get off on knowing the other person has gotten off.
But just like he does. Yeah,
so absolutely. I wasn't going to leave until it happened. So I was like, well, I think I want to get you off my mouth. And he was like, I'm totally down for that.
Sure he is.
So he laid down on his back and I got on my stomach, you know, down by his cock and, you know, started kind of tongue flicking his balls while I was stroking his cock. And then I started going to town on his cock. And he really likes when I deep throat it. So yes. I was doing that quite a bit and also kind of teasing and, you know, squeezing his balls a little bit. And this is kind of an aside, but I'm going to throw this out there anyway. I'm always super cautious about guys with their balls because
as well you should be.
Some love their balls being played with. Some, I mean, we've talked about Derek in the past. He fucking loved ball torture.
Yes, he did.
So I've been with guys all the way from paddle my balls.
Yeah.
All the way to don't fucking breathe on my balls.
Right.
So I'm always really cautious and I was really trying to communicate to him, does this feel good? Do you like when I touch you there? He seems to enjoy it, but I didn't want to push the envelope too much. So I wasn't like squeezing or grabbing, but kind of just tickling them a little bit.
Well, he's got a switch, obviously. So he's got some, you know, some submissiveness and it may be something that he enjoys, but he's probably got to be in the right headspace.
Yeah, we haven't communicated about that either. So I'm not just going to like fucking start grabbing on his balls.
No, that's definitely a conversation you want to have up front. Before you break out the clothespins.
That is not consensual, and I am not going to do that.
And it's just not cool.
It's not.
So
let me just paddle your balls, even though I didn't ask.
Yeah,
that's
let me get this rubber paddle out.
That's how you lose playmates.
For sure.
And respect and dignity.
And
anyway.
Your breath.
So I'm really, really going to town on his cock. I'm pulling out all the stops. Like, I want this to be amazing because I want to make him come.
Yeah.
And he gets close a couple of times and doesn't quite get there. So, of course, that just makes me even more eager. So I'm, like, flicking. He really likes when I flick my tongue around, like, the tip of his cock. And then I go. So he likes a variety, basically, in the cock sucking.
Yeah,
he's
not looking for a rhythm. Yeah.
Some guys love the. You kind of like that rhythm.
I do.
You like a pretty consistent motion back and forth, same speed.
Right.
He's not like that. He wants a lot of different types of sensation happening.
Yeah.
And so I was doing that. I was licking and then I was deep throating and then I was going quick and then I was going slower. And then he got really close and he was like, do you want me to come in your mouth? And I was like, yes. Yes. So he did.
Yeah, well, you got him there anyway.
It's the first time he's come in my mouth.
Well, so that's what that was my point. You guys have gotten to the point where there is a level of, there's consistent growth in kind of the play that you guys are having. You know?
Yes.
You've already had anal sex, and now, of course, he's came in your mouth, and all these different kind of different variables that over the course of time just simply take shape with a situation like this, much like it did with Clint.
Yes. Yeah. And I like, it's similar to what we talked about. Maybe it was on our bonus episode on Patreon. Maybe it wasn't on the podcast now that I'm thinking about it, but doing the same thing over and over and over again when it comes to sex doesn't work for me. I get so bored. I totally tune out. Like if I'm with somebody who wants to do the exact same thing, the exact same way every time I'm with them, I'm just like, ugh, I'm so over this. Yeah. To me, sex is about variety. Even if it's with the same person.
Right.
And so I like the fact that he's of that same mindset, that he likes the variety. He likes to try different things. I think, you know, he and I probably need to sit down and have an actual conversation about some things we'd like to explore together.
For sure. I think you're at that point now. And certainly, I think that he probably is as well. He seems to me to be a guy that's probably been thinking about it and just needs the opportunity to kind of express it to you.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited for that. I want him to tell me what he wants too, because here's the thing. He is so eager to please me and so excited to get me excited that sometimes I wonder if he's putting what he wants on the back burner.
Sure.
And while that's okay sometimes, I also don't want to, because I'm the exact same way.
Right.
So if you have two people like that in a situation, it's, you know.
Yeah, you've got two submissive mentalities. That's not going to play out necessarily that well.
Isn't that fucking weird? How many people would understand that? Like, oh, I don't want what I want all the time. I want what you want some of the time.
Well, because what for you, what he wants is what you want.
Right.
And
but I'm the same way.
Right. And vice versa. So yeah, you've got to have that conversation.
Yeah.
And I think you're probably at that point now where you can have that conversation and determine, okay, when the next time we see each other, I really want you to kind of, you know, to be the top. You know, or I want to be completely submissive to you and, you know, that kind of thing. You just need to have that conversation. He's probably ready for that conversation.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I'm obviously a very sexually open person. I love talking about sex with people. I have no issue doing that. But it's also weird to set aside that time for anyone but you. Obviously, you and I do it literally almost daily.
Right.
But it's weird to actually set that time aside for a play partner.
Right.
Because typically when you're seeing a play partner, you're there to fuck them.
Well, but in this particular case, with the exception of this last time you saw him, you usually kind of have a 30-minute, 45-minute time where you guys are sitting and having a glass of wine and just talking. I would utilize that time the next time around to just kind of iron some of those things out.
Yeah, I think we need to, for sure. I think that that would be a very good use of our time. And I think it would lead to some really sexy shit because I have a lot of fantasies with him.
Well, I also think that he likes the buildup.
I think so.
So if you took that 30 or 45 minutes before getting to play, I think he would just be that much more amped up by the time you got there.
Yeah.
He seems to be that kind of guy.
So?
And for you, for sure, probably having to sit at the table at the restaurant with 12 other people for 2 hours anticipating being at his house had to be like fucking miserable.
It was. It was torturous. You
know? Yeah. So.
Yeah, not a good situation.
Yeah. But very hot. We had a super fucking hot time when you got home. You got home late because the whole night was kind of held up by your party, but it was super fucking hot. You were kind of going through this scenario with me, and I thought, well, it was just, once again, the nuances of your interaction with him, you know, how you were sucking his cock to get him to come in your mouth. Like, all of those things are just so erotic in the moment.
Yeah, you know? So what do you think of a new play partner coming in my mouth?
Again, much like, you know, when you asked me about him, you guys have an anal sex, you know, when you get, I think if you're going to have a play partner, there's going to be a regular play partner. There has to be some expectation that those things are inevitably going to take place.
Right.
Right. I mean, otherwise there's no evolution.
But does it turn
in
you
that
on?
Relationship? Yeah, of course it does. So, but I think those are things that those are must haves, right? You've got to be able to cross all those, go over all those boundaries with someone who you anticipate playing with for a while.
I mean, you don't have to. I don't have to have anal sex with someone. I don't have to let them come into my mouth.
No, but the opportunity certainly should be there should it just happen organically. Like, I don't want you to ever be in a situation where you're with a regular partner, like Clint, obviously, at this point, or Aiden, and ever have to think, well, I don't know if I should do this.
Because you would be upset?
Well, yeah, it would negate the whole idea. It's not sexy anymore.
Right.
You know, it's like I have to stop to think about whether this is something I should or shouldn't be doing at this point. You know, I think we're way past that.
I think I go the opposite way with it, which is I think of when I'm in the moment with it, I go, oh my God, Brian is going to be so turned on to hear about this.
Yeah, well, that's
I've never been like, oh, I hope Brian's upset about this. That's never crossed my mind.
No,
ever.
It's not.
We don't have that type of relationship.
No. So, no, it's really not an issue at this point. We've never experienced that.
No.
You know, we were actually talking to this to our couples, a couple friends that we just saw about a situation that we had with a couple where it wasn't a jealousy thing. We were talking about jealousy in the lifestyle for obvious reasons. We'll get to that later. But it wasn't it's never really a jealousy thing. It's once in a while, it's like a gut check thing.
It's a gut check. It's not, right. Oh my God, I don't want you to be doing this. It's, this is something new and I need to process it. Yeah. That's what we experienced. That's what I personally experienced.
Yeah. And there's no, well, just like when we were with our friend, with Hannah, there was no way for me to know.
And I had a gut check moment when you were with Hannah.
Right.
Where, once again, it wasn't, oh my God, I want him to stop. I don't want him to fuck this other woman. It was, oh fuck, this is something new. My head is spinning right now. Right. Holy fuck.
Well, it was written all over your face. Like it was an excitement that was on your face. And also like a little bit of curiosity. Like, oh, where am I going with, like, where is this headed? How am I going to feel when this is over?
Right.
You know, and for me, that's kind of, you know, that's what I'm looking for. I needed to make sure in that moment that you were okay with that. And I could tell by the expression on your face that you were.
I was very okay.
But it was a gut check moment.
It was. Right?
So that's kind of the things that we experience. Never a jealousy thing.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, we were just talking to our friends about this.
We've never had buyer's remorse.
No. And, you know, and he was mentioning to me a situation that I guess happened with someone that they knew, having to do with not wanting their partner to be completely satiated and people being kind of hung up on, oh, what if it's too good a time or she really enjoys it too much? Well, how the fuck is that possible? How could you enjoy it too much? You
know, that's the point.
Yeah, is there a scale to this? I'm not aware of.
If you're worried about that, you may want to consider whether this is right for you or not.
Yeah, I mean, there's just different, you know, I get it. There's levels for sure. Everybody's got their rules, got their levels, got their boundaries. But if your concern, one of your concerns is, I don't want him or her to enjoy it too much, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, you want to enjoy it just enough?
Yeah, I mean, like what's the percentage? Yeah. Where's the tipping point?
Yeah, what is that? What does that mean? Like how many orgasms equals too much? You know? Like what is the, I don't get the
exchange. How much moaning? How loud is she allowed to moan?
Yeah. What's the exchange rate on that?
Yeah. You
know? So anyway, I find that interesting. But no, for me, it's not. It's never a problem for us, obviously. So I'm curious to see where it goes. Obviously, your relationship with Clint is thus that anything can happen. We know that. So now it's a question with Aiden where it really goes from here. And I'm very curious to see because I firmly believe deep down he's more of a submissive guy. And I tend to think you're going to have to take the lead in many different scenarios.
I don't necessarily agree.
But I think
not from being with him.
From my interaction with him, I get the idea that he wants to be. I feel like that's the case. So I'm
just, that's not maybe for I'm you wrong. To decide.
No, it's
that's
not.
For him to decide.
But I'm eager to see what it is. See if I'm right or wrong.
I think he can be both. I think he can be multifaceted and do anything that makes him feel good. And I think that that's the awesome part about the lifestyle.
Yeah. And he's still trying to figure it out. I think he's trying to figure out what really works for him, which is why this thing is kind of, you know, it's at different levels every time.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of reach different plateaus. So it's interesting.
For sure. Hey, so guys, we want to tell you about our seminars happening in Las Vegas.
Yes.
If you are going to be at Erotica or at AVN Week in Vegas during Erotica.
Yeah, all that shit going on at one time. Yeah.
You should totally come see
us. Or if you're there for the SHOT Show, come on in and see us anyway, because that's going on too. And there's like a concrete thing going on. There's like a bunch of shit going on.
We're not
going
to be at the SHOT Show.
I know, but if someone's there and they have to make it over.
I'm like, wait, we're going to the SHOT Show? Why the fuck would we do that?
No, but there's like five conventions going on at once. So if you happen to be at one of those and not the AVNs, come on over anyway.
Yeah, so we're doing two seminars. One is vetting single guys. Shocker. We'll be able to do that one with, you know, our arms behind our back.
Yeah, pretty much.
Blindfolded.
That's Friday at 4, right?
Yes. And then Saturday at 4, we are doing a class about handling jealousy.
Yeah.
Which will be interesting. We are obviously talking about it from slightly different perspective because we don't really get jealous necessarily, but we're going to talk about why that is.
Yeah, and some of the experiences that we've had with jealousy via other folks.
Yeah, and how you deal with that.
Yes.
So it'll be really fun. We're excited to share some of our knowledge. So if you're going to be at Erotica, make sure that you come see us. You can get the full Erotica schedule on Erotica's website, which we'll have in the show notes for you guys. Also, if you haven't voted yet, ASN Lifestyle Magazine is doing an award show.
Yes, they are.
During Erotica. It's Friday evening. What is that, the 25th? 25th?
It is.
24th, 25th?
24. Yeah, 24.
Well, whatever. Whatever the Friday is during Erotica, ASN Lifestyle Magazine is doing an award show. And we were nominated for Sexiest Lifestyle Resource, yes, which is pretty badass. So I'm just saying, we get a lot of emails from you guys that are like, oh my God, we listen to you guys and then we bang for hours. If that's the case, yes, I feel like we deserve your vote. Yeah, just going to throw it out there. Sexiest Lifestyle Resource. Yeah. And you fuck after you listen to us. Yes. I think we deserve a vote.
Yeah, sure. I feel like that's worth a vote. Yeah.
So you can go to asnlifestylemagazine.com/vote. Once again, I'll put that in our show notes for you guys. But we would super appreciate the vote. And go ahead and vote for all the other stuff too. The events, best lube, best condoms.
Yeah.
Have your voice heard. It's a cool, just a very cool thing that they're doing.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool categories on there and some very cool folks in them. So check it out.
For sure. I think that's what we have for the show this week.
Yeah, that's it.
Keep in mind, you can find us on social media on Twitter and Instagram at FP Swingers. We are also on YouTube. Our channel is called Front Porch Swingers. You can check out our lifestyle resources page. We have lots of fun blogs, both from us and from guest bloggers,
yeah,
on our website, which is frontporchswingers.com. And if you haven't already left us a review on iTunes or subscribed on Podbean, please consider doing so. It helps us be more visible to people looking for lifestyle podcasts. Plus, if you subscribe to us, you get to hear about the new episodes as soon as they hit, which is absolutely cool. You don't have to search for it.
Yeah. So hopefully everyone will have a happy and kinky new year.
Yes. Happy new year to everyone. Hope that you all have exciting things that you're hoping to accomplish in 2020. I think it's really interesting when you think about things that you want to accomplish in the new year. A lot of lifestyle people probably have lifestyle related
for sure
goals and yes, resolutions, for which is sure kind of fucking badass, because yeah, it's something that you should always be growing with and trying to improve upon. So
yeah, absolutely.
I think it's awesome.
It's a big part of your life. You probably want to improve on it.
Absolutely. So yeah, we will see you guys in 2020, and thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
If you're anything like us, when we first started swinging, we really had no idea where to begin. And it can be really intimidating, and we have a great recommendation for you, which is to join Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge online platform that includes so many sexy swingers in your area, plus lots of local events to keep you up to date on all things lifestyle. And if you join Cassidy, you can find our community, Front Porch Swingers, and keep up with everything we are doing as well. So make sure you check out Cassidy.com today.